Good morning and happy Christmas. It's a wonderful day today, isn't it? A superb reminder of everything that Jesus came to do and everything that he means to us. So our prayer has been that you'll have a really wonderful day, just with your family and just be blessed, resting from your normal workaday life. But also that the service today will just help you to focus afresh on the Lord Jesus, our Savior, our God and our King. Let's just pray as we come to the Lord's Word this morning. Our Lord Jesus, we do thank you for that day when you came to our world in such a wonderful, miraculous way as the incarnate Son of God to be our Savior, to be God with us, and Lord Jesus, to give us a hope and a future. And Lord Jesus, as we look at you again this morning, we do just pray that you will encourage us and warm our hearts and bless us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to just add my welcome to Pastor Charles and Auntie Carol, or whatever we call it. It's good, especially for me, to have them back here. And I'm looking forward to when Pastor Charles starts work again and we can just be together and compare notes a little bit. But don't worry him yet. I'm still the man, and the elders are here to help you if you're in need and special need during these days. I'm going to suggest, though, Pastor Charles, that you and Carol would also like to be at the door just to greet people. I think it's that kind of time, isn't it? If there's a bit of a muddle there and Roz and I are there at the same time, don't worry. We'd just love to shake your hands and wish you Happy Christmas as well. Please turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1, and we're just going to read a few verses there from verse 18 and then have a look at that passage briefly. Not a big message today, but just an encouragement to each one of us, I believe. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 down to 23. I'd like, as we read this, just to take note of the names of the Lord Jesus used here. This little baby that was born, how his parents came to name him, because that's what we're going to look at as we meditate on this passage later. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Amen. Just so far. I found myself in the last few days just wondering and reflecting upon what makes this time of year such a happy time, such a wonderful time of the year. I think even the most melancholic of us can kind of crack a smile on Christmas Day, can't we? As we are with our family and do various things together. And it's just a wonderful time of the year, isn't it? And yet I was asking myself the question, why? And I think in many ways, some of the reasons are quite superficial and not so theological. And obviously you can see I'm moving in a theological direction today. But that's good. I mean, it's holiday time for starters, isn't it? And it's just so nice not to have the stress of getting up at a certain time and going through that traffic, particularly if you go along the Ben Schoeman Highway down to Midrand, to get to work on time. It's time with family, and that's wonderful. We've kind of realized that it would be very wonderful to have our overseas children with us this year, but we're going to be talking to them, I can assure you, over the phone. And so it's the family time that makes it a special time, isn't it? And I think also just a focus outwards, which we tend to have at this time of the year. Goodwill to men. It's the time of the year when we seek to bless others with gifts and in various other ways. But also it's a time of excitement and suspense. And Damsera told us about that. I mean, I haven't exactly been looking forward to Christmas morning like I used to when I was a youngster. But for those of us who are smaller, there's that kind of excitement, isn't it? That suspense for the little ones. But also I think just the coming of a baby alone is cause enough to create excitement in us, isn't it? And to remember the coming of Jesus, that suspense, that waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I also found myself asking the question, why then is it that these things tend to fade when you get a little bit older? You know, when you get to 60, Christmas is not as exciting as it used to be when you were 6, for example. But you know, I found myself also thinking that probably the reason why it isn't is because you kind of move from that superficial kind of excitement, and much of which is very good, to a kind of a more theological excitement, to something that is rooted in the Word of God, rooted in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would long for us here in the service today that many of us could actually be making that transition. I know that you can still have a lot of excitement for Christmas by actually creating it for your children and creating it for those around about you. But I really believe with all my heart that the real joy in Christmas and a lasting joy that goes on through the whole year is actually found and rooted in God's Son Himself. And there is no better way for me to kind of perhaps enable you to enter into that excitement afresh this morning than to look at the names of Jesus that we found here in this passage with us. And the fact that he actually proved to be true to his names was even more amazing as he grew into a man and became the Savior of the world. So let's just look at them. There are three here in this passage. Bear with me as we look first of all at the name Emmanuel. And we know it says in the scriptures here it means God with us. It's actually a quote from Isaiah chapter 7, from a specific historical context where that name Emmanuel, or God with us, was given to the son of a young woman in the reign of Ahaz, King Ahaz. Now, King Ahaz was being surrounded by hostile nations at that time. Syria and Israel were both attacking him. And in a wonderful way, God gave him a sign and said, a virgin will conceive and she will bear a son and you will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. We're not sure whose son that was actually, but we believe that it was a baby at that time. But a baby whose arrival cast a shadow into the future and signified actually the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, who truly was God with us, God incarnate, God coming onto, bursting onto the human scene. And it was a dramatic coming. We've sung about it today. We've thought about it over past weeks and in services, how he burst onto the history of our world like a light shining on. I was sitting in our dining room last night back in Johannesburg, because that's where I was, and we have this Christmas tree which was all lit up. And at one stage, the ladies were, I think, wrapping up presents. Anne and Roz were wrapping up presents. And I actually switched the lights off. And it was just so wonderful to see those lights coming on and off. And to be reminded of again of how Jesus came into this world like a bright light suddenly shining in the darkness. And like probably no other birth, Jesus had a... We were reminded on Sunday morning that it probably wasn't a choir of angels, because it doesn't say they actually sang, but they gave praise to God and they said these words, "Glory to God in the highest." But there was a host of them, and the whole heavens was lit up with the glory of these angels who were proclaiming the arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ into our history of our world. But you know, for me, it's not just that coming, it's not just that dramatic coming, but it's the fact that he came actually to stay. And you remember those well-known words in John chapter 12, verse 14. The word, that is Jesus, became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And that word dwelt amongst us means actually tabernacled amongst us. He like put up his tent and he came to stay. He didn't just pop in, but he came to stay. And we know the story of the New Testament, how Jesus stayed with us as a man. He understood all our failings and all our struggles. But as God, he came to make that huge difference in the history of the world. And so he came to stay. But you know, it's even more marvelous than that, because the story goes on. He's still with us now. Because when he went back into heaven, Jesus, he said these words, "I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter or another helper who will be with you forever and ever." And so today we can say he is with us. God is with us. And he's even in us, because Paul speaks about that, about the hope of glory being Christ in you, if you know and love and serve him. And of course we know that there will come a day, actually, if we know the Lord Jesus, when we'll be with him forever. So his coming was not to depart, but it was a coming which would last forever and ever. We will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. And that's the hope of a Christian. That is actually the joy of Christmas for us today. And we're told there in that same passage to encourage one another with these words. And I want to encourage you today that God has come to abide with us, and he is here with us today, and we can know him in that kind of lasting, eternal way because of the promises in his word. And I guess the question is, do you know the Lord Jesus in that way? Or is Christ just a name for you? A name which doesn't mean terribly much. Has he truly come into your world? And do you know him as your own personal Savior? The second name here in this passage is that of Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, which means Savior. Savior of the world. You see, he didn't just come to be with us. He came for a specific purpose. He came to be our Savior. You know the story probably well, but will you allow me to tell the story again of salvation today? Because that's what Jesus' name means. We, to use contemporary language, had messed up badly. We had committed sins of varying degrees, but all of us falling short of the standard that God had said. In fact, the Bible puts it this way: all had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the problem was far more deeper than just the things that we had done. You see, the problem was a core problem. It was a problem that had to do with us as human beings, because our whole being was defective. And the Bible uses, or theologians use, a term that we were totally depraved. Inside we were just rotten, and that's why we were doing rotten things. But more than that, we were actually totally unable to help ourselves. And so there we were, stewing in this pot of sin, if you like, totally unable to get out, totally destined for the judgment and the wrath of God. But Jesus came. Jesus came to be our Savior. And that's the wonderful news of Christmas time. He came not only to deal with our guilt, but he came to deal with that very core of the problem, with our nature, and to give us a new nature and make us his own children. Truly, Jesus came, and truly Jesus is an adequate Savior. And as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? That's actually the question that I think we need to ask ourselves today. It's one thing celebrating his coming. It's one thing celebrating him being our Savior. But it's a totally another thing knowing him as our own and knowing the hope. Listen to the words of a king who had sinned in a big way, but had found a Savior. David, King David in the Old Testament, he said these words in Psalm 32, "Blessed," and that means happy, very joyous, and happy is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. "Blessed is the man whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Are you happy today? Have you found a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ? But there's one last name of Jesus which is used in this passage here, and it's stuck away right in that very first verse, Christ. Christ, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, Jesus and Christ. And that word has kind of different connotations in different situations, but basically it means the one who's anointed. The one who's anointed for a special purpose. To the Jew, the Christ or the Messiah meant a kind of a political solution to their problems and to their oppression under Rome at that time. But to us today who know the Lord Jesus Christ, it points to something far higher than that. It points to the fact that He's our King. It points to His reign as King and conqueror and Savior and priest and prophet of the whole world. This is the Lord Jesus whom we can know today. We read in the scriptures that He will reign forever and ever and ever, and of His kingdom there'll be no end. I think that should make us happy today. Kevin reminded us on Sunday morning so beautifully of the fact that we actually need not be afraid, because He is sovereign. He is powerful. He is the one. And brothers and sisters, that's the message of Christmas. That's really what the name of the Lord Jesus Christ means. No matter what happens in our world, no matter what happens in South Africa today or in the days ahead, Jesus Christ is King. God has put Him there, and nothing in all creation will thwart His purposes. We are His subjects. We can follow Him. We can shelter in His grace and in His power. But we also have the privilege of serving Him and proclaiming His grace. Truly, Christmas is a time of great joy and great celebration. Jesus has come to stay. He's our Emmanuel. He's come to deal with our sin. He's Jesus, our Savior. He's come and will remain as our King, triumphant, victorious, Jesus Christ, our Lord, God, Emmanuel with us. Let's praise Him together. The closing hymn today is Joy to the World. And I'm just going to ask Mark and his team to come up, and let's stand and proclaim Him King, and celebrate His greatness and His victory. Amen.